Miranda Mink is here from the Spay Neuter Action Project, and it's a busy time of year for you, isn't it?
It is. It's kitten season.
I know, and it sounds like it's fun and cute and everything, but I happened to run into Dr. Karen Shepherd, who's the head of Huntsville Animal Services, and she said it's sad, the amount
yes,
of kittens.
They get a lot of them in this time of year, and don't be surprised if you find some stray kittens in your neighborhood. It's pretty common this time of year.
And we forget how prolific female cats can be. We like to think that we all have our animals spayed and neutered, but some of them get through the cracks and they do get out there and reproduce. Now, in the news recently, we're hearing that the local low-cost clinic has closed. However, that does not mean that you can't get easy access to low-cost spaying and neutering.
That's correct. If you would like more information on having your own pet fixed, which is a great way you can help control the pet population, please call 256-830-8459 and you'll get all the information you need there to find out what you do to get your own pet fixed. If you qualify for that qualifying program within Madison County.
And the Spay Neuter Action Project involves a series of vets throughout the region.
It does. There are other clinics that participate with us in this program, and you can get more information at snapalabama.org or call that phone number and it should give you all the info you need.
Not all the kitties are so fortunate to have owners that take the time to have them spayed and neutered. And we're going to encounter kitties occasionally as strays. What should you do if you find a stray kitty?
If you find stray cats, first of all, don't touch them or move them until you're absolutely sure that mom's not coming back for them, because she may be coming back. If they are truly abandoned or in a dangerous situation, you should take them and try to feed them. But there are certain steps you need to take with taking care of newborn kittens, like not feeding them when they're cold, feeding them when they're upright. There are a lot of things you can find online. You can Google newborn kittens. Allycatallies.org mm-hmm. is a great resource online for care of feral and newborn kittens if you should find them.
And if you don't encounter kittens in the wild, there are plenty of kittens in shelters. And I think it's so wonderful what these local rescue organizations are doing that go into the shelters. They'll go out and bring them into foster care. How do you get involved with that?
Fostering is a great way to save lives. You can get information from several local animal rescue groups. SNAP is one. Friends of Rescue and A New Leash on Life. They all have Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. They'd be happy to help with any questions you have about that. Also, it's important to know that young kittens have to be fed every 2 hours. So before you take in kittens, understand that it is work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rewarding, but it is something that you have to be committed to.
And the rescue organizations are very conscientious. They don't just go handing out kitties to anybody.
Exactly.
I love taking care of little kitties, but I know that I can't do that. However, I can take care of bigger kitties. And it's not that hard. You can put them in the powder room. All they need is a litter box and some food and water and just play with them. It's very rewarding.
It is, and a lot of times people get attached to those kittens and may wind up
danger. Yes.
Keeping one or two.
Yes, and, been there.
And we're so grateful for anyone that does foster it. Helps us tremendously.
And my husband isn't really a cat person. He said, but I love kittens. Well, this is an easy way to do this. You can have the kittens in your home for a few weeks, and the rescue organizations will help you place them with the correct homes.
Exactly. And those rescue groups do provide kitten care sheets, and like I said, would be happy to answer any questions you have. If you're interested in the foster program, just contact one of them, and they'd be happy to help.